Good morning to all, and welcome all of our guests, and a happy Easter to all of you and all of your families from myself and from all the staff here at the Church of the Madeleine. It's a wonderful day. Now, if you are not a Catholic, and maybe this could be the first time you've ever been to a Catholic Mass, you've probably figured out by now, when it comes to Easter, we make a really big deal out of it. All the flowers, all the special music with the trumpets and the horns and the decorations, and thank you for the music and for the those who put up the decorations. So thank you to all, particularly during Holy Week, who've been our lectors, our ushers, our greeters, serving at the altar, and so on. We make a big deal out of Easter with all the amens, all the alleluias. We kind of have the philosophy of go big or stay home. And not just because the 40 days of Lent are over, with its fasting and its penance, that's probably worth some alleluias, because now we can go back to eating chocolate or posting on Facebook or going back whatever symbolic sacrifice that we made during these 40 days. You know, some of the children of our parish a couple of Sundays ago, they asked me what I gave up for Lent, and I said I gave up watching television and my iPod. And you would have thought I told them that I'd given up using a kidney. They were like, oh my gosh. And that's probably worth some alleluias too. We can go back to whatever we gave up. But also hopefully we can continue on in the maintaining the practices of prayer and of charity that hopefully that we have started during the season of Lent. For the reason that we make a big deal out of this day, because it's the Christian event, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. It is the core of our faith. It's the core of our identity as the church. And that's worth some amens and alleluias, not just today, but particularly through the next 50 days, the Easter season, all the way to Pentecost Sunday. For the 40 days of Lent, they prepared us for Holy Week that we've now completed, that retelling, that reliving of the events of our salvation that prepare us for Easter Sunday. The gift of the Eucharist at the Lord's Supper on Holy Thursday, that body and blood of Christ poured out for us. The gift of Jesus and his death upon the cross on Good Friday, that blood and water flowing from his side, that light shines in the darkness. And now, today, the resurrection, that life triumphs over death. This is a great day of celebration. It's also a great challenge to understand just how unique, how unexpected the resurrection was. We have Mary of Magdala, and that, by the way, when you translate it into French, it comes out the Madeleine. She's our patron saint. She goes to the tomb early on that first day of the week to pray, to weep over the corpse of a would-be and failed Messiah. She's not expecting an empty tomb, and neither is Peter, neither is the other disciple. And they're even more surprised when they soon encounter the risen Christ. And let's be clear about what we mean by the risen Christ. We don't mean some type of metaphorical that Jesus rose in the hearts of his disciples. That's not worth any alleluias. Rather, we're talking about a bodily resurrection. Body and spirit. Go big or stay home. That's the challenge of the resurrection. What we proclaim today as the church is the greatest event since creation itself, the resurrection. That Jesus Christ, by his cross and resurrection, now the fullness of our humanity, lost by sin, has now been restored, and we're now elevated to sacred union with Christ. And the doors of heaven are now reopened to us. The incarnation, the Word of God becoming flesh, comes to take flesh in us, our flesh, our lives. Let that light shine in the darkness of our hearts. Let that physical death is not the end for those in union with Christ, that life in Christ has the victory over death. That's the great love story of the Gospels, of the Christian message, of what we proclaim as the church. And that's worth some hallelujahs. The great challenge of this great event of Easter is not only to proclaim it, but also to live it. as intentional disciples of the risen Christ. For hopefully we have at some point in the last 40 days stood before God and to recognize our sin, to repent our sins, to confess them, and to know that we're forgiven of them in Christ, and to intentionally live out the promises of our baptism that we're going to renew here in a few moments, to be asked directly, do you reject sin? Are you going to be faithful to the gospel? And then to be blessed with holy water that we consecrated last night. On this great day of joyful celebration, we are challenged to let that great love story, become our identity, to encounter the risen Christ, to welcome him into our lives, to share him with others. And if we're not trying to do so at some level with joy, with enthusiasm, why bother? Why bother with all the amens, the hallelujahs, the decorations, the trumpets, the music, the incense? But we are challenged to let that love story to become our story. And now, we don't have to wait till we get it all together, get our act together. We don't have to wait till we overcome whatever sin that plagues us or when we feel that we have a better understanding of the faith. For Christ gives himself to us out of love in the Eucharist, on the cross, in the resurrection. It's love that brings Mary Magdalene and Peter and the other disciple to that empty tomb. They don't have it all figured out. They look in and there's first confusion. Only later on do they begin to understand. But they react in love to the love that's been poured out for them. And that's the challenge for us on Easter, particularly as the church. We don't have to have it all figured out. But let us respond in love. And like Mary and Peter and the other disciple, we'll figure it out on the way. For remember on Ash Wednesday, we wore the mark of the cross of Christ on our foreheads as a sign of repentance from sin. And so on this Easter Sunday, we are challenged as well to respond in love to this great event. And let our lives radiate the joy of the resurrection. We as the church are a people of the resurrection. That's to be our primary identity, the story of love, that we are in a sacred union with this great love story, the risen Christ. That's the challenge. St. Peter proclaims to us today that we're given the grace to accept this challenge and to live it, that in our baptism that we are commissioned, as he says, to preach to the people and to testify that Jesus is the one raised by God from the dead, that forgiveness and new life are given in his name. We live this challenge by the grace of God and by our shared witness. Today we renew our belief in this great event that the resurrection gives us life, gives us hope in the face of the challenges of life and of our faith. As we say today that Christ is risen, truly he is risen. And that is worth an eternity of amens and alleluias.